I've written lots of songs, you know it. I'm the corn husker poet. It seems like I got nothing better to do. Well, I rant about the station, sing about your vacation, hundreds of songs about an orange man. I should sing about something, I should sing about something other than you.
All right, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast plays songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. And I really should sing about something other than this. So on that topic, this week, Weird Al had a new album out, and it's fabulous. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead. He is still the master of this. The one thing about Weird Al that I love is his original songs. He does a lot of really great style parodies, which are original tunes, but in the style of something. So on his last album before this one, there was a parody of the Brian Wilson Smile album, which is just great with all kinds of sound effects and harmonies and stuff, called Pancreas. And if you're looking for an example of how to do parody, that is just perfect. But then a lot of the parodies, you know, it's funny. I think on this one, KJ probably has done three of the same songs that Weird Al did on this album. And I know that he's stated that it's really hard for him to try to stay fresh when, with the YouTube generation, just about every song has been parodied and everybody is trying to be Weird Al. So, you know, I thought that those were good and funny, but didn't quite have the same impact as it might have had a year ago before I started doing this and really getting into it. But if you haven't checked it out, still, nonetheless, fantastic. And I also, this week, as I was reading up on that new album, found a great interview about how Weird Al got his start on the Dr. Demento show. And that is, you know, other than being on Tony's show and meeting Tony in person, that is the absolute highlight of this whole experience, is that sometime this spring, I think in February, I had one of my songs played on the Dr. Demento show. And when I was a kid growing up, I used to stay awake on Sunday nights with a cassette recorder. It was a two-hour show, and I would tape that every Sunday night and then play back all week, just fast-forwarding through the funny songs and listening to the Funny Five countdown at the end of the show. And I just loved that music. And, you know, this is a pale shadow of what Weird Al's doing, but you know, I'd like to think that others are getting that same kind of enjoyment that I had as a kid, you know, growing up listening to all that stuff. And so, in the spirit of singing about something other than Tony, and in the spirit of Weird Al Yankovic and Dr. Demento, I was listening to a new Joe Arrow parody, which I'm not going to play on the show just because I don't have the same song played twice. But he did a parody of a John Lennon and Yoko Ono song that was always one of my favorite songs. And as I was listening to it, this idea popped into my head, and I did a really rare thing where I recorded a parody song that has nothing to do with Tony Kornheiser, is 3.5 minutes long. It's actually a real, you know, full-blown parody song. So I'm going to play it here before we kick off the show, and then we'll get to all the jingles and stuff. But I think you're going to like this. Everything in this song is true. My mom growing up always had ridiculous, strange health foods that we would be trying, and their, you know, family legends of some of the disgusting meals we would have. But the woman related to me by marriage picked up where she left off, and the number of things in our pantry and our refrigerator that I won't go near, that I've tried them all, but, you know, that various things. I mean, we have kombucha juice in the fridge, and we have, let's see, kashi and various seaweeds and all kinds of any random health food. It's been through this house. So, you know, they'd say write what you know, and writing this song probably took me 20 to 30 minutes because every health food, I didn't have to Google it. I didn't have to do a look of, hey, what's the grossest health foods you can get? I knew them all because I've had them all. So this song is called Healthy Breakfast.
And so this is breakfast, and what have I got? It kind of looks like sausage, but I'm pretty sure that it's not. And you say that this breakfast is real good for me, but this juice isn't orange,
A very healthy breakfast to start out your day. It tastes pretty awful, but it helps with your weight.
Let me make breakfast.
I've got kashi.
Some bacon and grits.
You want
forget
it
about the cottage cheese.
The
I'll use cheddar or Swiss. Help me choke down this toast.
A very healthy breakfast to start your day right. If you finish your tofurkey, you can have an egg white.
I may skip breakfast. Prefer Captain Crunch. If you have any decency, let me pack my own lunch.
They say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So finish your Camus probiotic souffle.
Fun is over 'cause I said so. Fun is over now.
Yay, all right, healthy breakfast, everybody.
Taste is over.
Healthy breakfast.
Taste is overrated when you're having health food. Words to live by. All right, so today's episode of the TK Jingles podcast got some great stuff. First, if you aren't checking out Nigel's Rubbish Bin, please give it a listen. It's fantastic. It hasn't been downloaded nearly as many times as this podcast. Go to tkjingles.com, get the link. It's also available on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, there's a lot of folks, and today we're actually going to, one of the segments is going to be about this. A lot of folks that only ever did one song, and that's, most of those are in Nigel's Rubbish Bin. So please go listen to that. I also wanted to comment, I've gotten a lot of email the past few weeks from folks saying, hey, you're getting better at this. You know, your shtick, your speaking is pretty good. You're, seems like you're getting the hang of this. I like to think that I, you know, I don't think I was bad when I started, so I'll take that as a compliment. I appreciate that. Hopefully the first few episodes weren't too painful. You know, in the beginning, I really tried to tone down the chatter. I felt like most of you had never heard me speak before, just do these stupid songs. You probably didn't want to hear me telling stories about McDonald's or my kids or something. So I was really trying to keep the chatter out. As I've gotten more comfortable with doing this, I've added a little bit more. People seem to like it. So podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you think. All right, so today's show is mostly junk by me just because we're in the summer lull here and I've got the 31 and 31 going, so I've got tons of new material. And the first one is a homage that actually John Quinn wrote, but I did a collaboration with him because of the Weird Al connection, just because I always liked this Weird Al song, Eat It, and it's about, of course, Eat It McManus. Then a new one, a Coldplay song by John Fitzpatrick, and I love Coldplay, as you may have noticed with some of the jingles I've done before. Then we're going back to the 80s with a cover of The Motels' Only the Lonely. And then the Tony Kornheiser, Larry David story. I always wondered what was the genesis of that, what happened there. So I commemorated that to music with a Disney song that I think turned out all right. And then of the 31 and 31, my absolute favorite is Little Sliced Apples. It's a couple minutes long, and it covers the whole course. You know, it's one of those that you probably don't know the song, you're probably not going to recognize it, but I think the content is really strong, and I loved recording that one, and I've been sitting on it for 2 months now, and I'm so glad to be able to release it last week on tkjingles.com. And then we'll end the opening segment with today's installment of 31 and 31, Hear the Show Again.
McManus, don't you know who's king around here? When Nigel plays a song, I hear it crystal clear. I name the band and song, and you know I'm never wrong.
So eat it, McManus, eat it.
If it's only playing for a sec, I don't care. If I can recall the words, you know I'll know the year. I calmly call it out, and I hear the ladle shout.
Just eat it.
I'm not here to be fair, so eat it, eat it. There's no shame in being defeated. I don't need the Google, my knowledge is tight. If it's pre-1960, you know that I'm right. So eat it,
just eat it. Eat it, McManus, eat it.
Little singing songs for him, old guy we have sung for. Jingles, tunes that we have known, rearrange the words for. He lives in a whole other world.
Tony does, yes he does.
He lives in a whole other world. Jokes sinking like stones, what do we tune in for? Swag stuff he wants for free, all this junk he begs for. He's an incredible leech.
Yes he is, yes he is.
Summer's off in Rumble with Beach.
He talked, it made us smile. He had a funny, self-deprecating style. Though sometimes he droned on and on, lost my attention. He begged for free ice cream and wine. He was always drinking, there's nothing he wouldn't do to get gifts from you. That's what he used to do. But where's Mr. Tony today?
You went to Camp Kiyuma 1 year after me, and Jason Alexander played both of us on TV. I don't watch your show, Larry, though I have tried to. 'Cause every bad choice you make, I think, hey, that's what I do. So whoop-de-doo, I'm just like you. I whine like you, I'm bald like you too. Why don't you wanna talk to me? We can learn to be best friends too.
Tony's up at 4 in the morning, can't fall back asleep, so he turns on the news. Stumbles to the breakfast table, toast himself a bagel and pour some juice. Then he drives up to Maryland, does a show, then comes home again. Then he's back out on Connecticut, to and from ESPN, then his day is done. And if you found that interesting, what the hell is wrong with you? Tony loves little sliced apples, and Raju isn't a total asshole all the time. Tony never worked at PTI, the Washington Post, Newsday, or the New York Times. Tony loves the sliced apples, he never coached the Minneapolis football team. And he never screams or throws a fit, never threw a dinner plate at his kids, and doesn't throw coffee green.
Hear Tony's show again, talking TV, sports, and BSing with his friends. I can't wait till he's on the radio again. Hear the show again. Tony's sharing stories with the chicks that he calls hens. All he does is yodel since he gave up the pen. But for some reason I want to hear that show again. Hear the show again. And Hornaday's on a Tuesday. Why'd it happen? Some things in life I'll never be able to explain, like podcast delays. On the show again, it might be nice to be on the show again. My podcast is great, but who are we kidding? I wanna be on Tony's show again.
That's right, this podcast is great, but who are we kidding? And on that note, I mentioned last week that I was hoping to add some guests, or that I was toying with the idea of adding some guests. Gary Braun confirmed that he's going to be on the show at some point. Shad is also lined up. So hopefully calendars work out and we're able to schedule a call. I'm still working out the logistics of how to actually record this virtually. Oh, and of course, the goddess is all in. So if you have ideas or questions you want to ask the goddess, please let me know. She'd love to do it. I'm not sure what we will talk about other than maybe having her pick a game or something. Courtney is a funny gal, but we're not going to talk about anything career-related. All right, I mentioned earlier that we've had some one-hit wonders in Nigel's Rubbish Bin, so I wanted to have a segment dedicated just to some of the folks that only have one song on tkjingles.com. Just to emphasize that I've done God knows how many of these. Brad has done 100, 101 or something like that now. Joe has done 80 or so. KJ's probably got 30 or so. There's been so many, and John Fitzpatrick has been just as prolific as everybody. He's probably got 50 now. A lot of people have done a lot, but just as many people and more have done just these one songs, and they're really good, and I encourage people to submit a second song, or if you've never done it, go to tkjingles.com or go to YouTube. There's a video that will show you how you can record your own jingle. You don't need to have a fancy studio or anything like that. You can get the music online. You can just write your own lyrics or find an idea on the ideas page, and you can do it yourself. So please do that. Get involved, and I'd love to play you on this show. So the first of the one-hit wonders we're going to play here is Mark Larson with Highway 61 Revisited. Then we have Mike with I've Just Seen a Face. And Annie Schoeners with Gene.
Well, Tony says to Kevin, give me some news. Kevin says, did you already talk about this? Tony says, yes. Kevin says, what? Tony says, don't you ever listen, but looks like Nigel is pushing you out. You better run. Well, Kevin says, where do you want this news reading done? Tony says, right here on News Channel 8, not Channel 1. Well, he's past 40, so Gary's a man. David's well-spoken, but he rants when he can. Jeannie's been painting and gets colors true. Tori's got horses soon to be meant for glue. Tony's been demanding more free stuff he's never done. When your email composing finally gets done, you'll hear it on News Channel 8, not on Channel 1. Well, Jerry Negrelli is a god to us all. Chad's got a haiku always 4 lines tall. We love Bagel City, is it a Y or an I? Mervis Diamond Importers, retail, why? Do we have any time for this? No, we've got to run. When you're out wearing white on your bike riding fun, listen to News Channel 8, not on Channel 1.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails and your faxes and your notes. It's Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some. Gonna read for all of you folks. Dun, 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 dun. Mailbag, it's Tony's mailbag. It ain't some old bag, and it's back again. Mailbag, it's Tony's mailbag. It ain't some old bag, and it's back again.
Dream, 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 McManus. Dream, 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 when she picks games. She's never right, she hates Neil Diamond. And Three Dog Night, if you need a new painting, all you have to do is call Jean. Jean, 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 she knows her food. And Tony's quirks, hangs out with hens. And rarely works Tony's dear friend Nancy's real name is actually Jean McManus.
Awesome. I know Edith McManus has gotten a lot of downloads, but that's really a song about Tony and his stupidity, but I think that that song there by Andy is the definitive Gene McManus jingle. All right, so now's the part of the show where we can share some behind the scenes and some demos of things. So I'm going to play two songs of mine and then one that Joe Arrow was nice enough to share a couple of days ago. So first up by me, I did a parody or that you're going to hear in a week or two in 31 and 31 to the standard more than the greatest love the world has ever known. And my favorite version of that song is the recent Harry Connick Jr. version, which is very slow. But when I recorded it, it was about 2+ minutes long. And then my second favorite, and it's very close, is the Bobby Darin version, which is real fast and kind of swingy. So I went back and re-recorded it in the style of Bobby Darin, and it was about a minute shorter. I said, okay, well, I have to use this for the jingle because nobody's going to want to sit through 2 minutes of me, you know, rambling on, because you get like one word every 10 seconds in that, at that pace, and the jokes kind of lose their impact. So I'll play you the slow demo here that I ultimately rejected. Then there's a song called Hurt by Joe Arrow, which is not the song that I would associate with that title. I guess it's been covered by Elvis Presley and is one of Joe's favorite songs to sing. So Joe was nice enough to share this. I think he wrote some lyrics back in late 2013 and just ultimately got around to recording this. And then the last demo I want to play is one that's really special to my family because every time I record these jingles, as I said, take it way too seriously. I often record a song like that Healthy Breakfast. I probably listened to that 10 times in my car yesterday while I was driving around just to make sure the levels were right and tweaking it and stuff. And in the back seat, accompanying me on these drives, is my 2-year-old daughter, Eva. So Eva hears all these jingles, and she decides which one she likes. And the only song that she insistently requests is this third demo. It's called Bald, Orange, and Gray. And she will sing it around the house. She will ask me for it. She'll, I'll put on a playlist of 3 or 4 jingles. I want to do a little sampling in the car just to see how it sounds. And she'll say, no, not that one. Next one. And she always comes back to Bald, Orange and Gray. I tried to play the original song for her one day when I didn't have my smartphone with me in the car, and she wasn't interested. The lyrics, they weren't Bald, Orange and Gray. It wasn't the same song, even though, you know, it sounds similar. But this is a pretty rough demo. I think the night I did this, I just wanted to get it down and see how it sounded. It's in the style of Bruce Springsteen, and I love just, you know, doing an idiot voice, yelling and growling and being Springsteen. But this is a little sketchy. So ultimately, if I put this one on the website or put it in 31 and 31 or something, I'll probably have to re-record it because my voice is not in its top form here. But regardless, to a two-year-old, I guess it's great. So here we have More, or Bored, as the parody is called. Hurt by Joe Arrow, and then Bald, Orange, and Gray.
Bored by the pointless stories Tony tells. I'm bored by the dozens of products Tony sells. Bored of the previews with that Kelleher guy. Another guest-free episode of PTI. It's boring sports talk radio, but you know, I actually kind of miss it though. Birds flying in his kitchen, high class living, low class bitching. The longer that Tony's away, I start to think might be curtains for the show that stinks. But Tony's said all this before, and Gary Braun is halfway sure they're gonna be on the air once more. You won't read my mail. I'm hurt. To hell with this windowsill. Well, you said send me some blue, and I sent it. I sent it to you. Then you read someone else's facts. So to hell with you. I'm hurt much more than you'll ever know. Yes, Tony, I'm still hurt. And then you had to go. Oh, but even though you hurt me like no radio host could ever do, I will keep on writing emails. Thank you.
kept getting thinner till there wasn't much. Spent a lot of time trying to cover it up. Bald, orange, old, and gray, Tony's bald, orange, old, and gray. He was bald by his 10th birthday. Bald, orange, old, and gray. Bald at 10, well, that's kind of weird. So he did what anyone would do, he grew a beard. He asked everyone, do you know who I am? They'd take a guess, are you the Orange Man? Bald, orange, old, and gray, Tony's bald, orange, old, and gray. Bald by his 10th birthday, Tony's bald, orange, old, and gray.
He'll read your name on his podcast, Littles. Here's all you have got to do. Send in your thoughts to Jerry. Maybe write an iTunes store review. His apps are running on smartphones. Mad skills he has shown. They're out on Androids and Apples. Did you know Windows made a phone? Just write to him. Here's where he'll read your name.
All right, that is John Fitzpatrick with the TK Jingles mailbag there to Evil Ways. And yes, Windows does make a phone, and I'd like to start out the TK Jingles mailbag with a couple of reviews. So first one here is by User. It says, I ran out of podcasts for the season. In desperation, I found this to get me through the summer. I don't know how Jerry gets anything done between composing jingles, managing the website, and now creating apps. Yes, and now singing songs that aren't even about Tony Kornheiser, right? I'm not sure how I'm doing it either, right? Something's got to give here, huh? I'm having a lot of fun, and hopefully we can keep this going here. And we'll switch up the format a little bit next week, too, hopefully, with a guest, and see how that goes, if everything works out. The second Windows review is by my boss, who's been leaving all kinds of great feedback. He says, this app is so good on Windows Phone. I just picked up a burner phone just for TK Jingles. Jerry, please get back to work. Awesome. All right, then we have an Android review here. Chris Shank, he says, with Tony gone, it's so great that Jerry is there to fill the soul-devouring chasm in our lives. And then Brad Iyer says, hamburger, french fries, large shake, just fat. Apparently not sneaky fat, just fat. And then Kevin C. says, thanks, Jerry, for a great app and all the great jingles. One question, any chance we could get the podcast through the app as well? And I've thought about adding a link to the recent podcast episodes on there or just building the podcast right into the app. But, I don't really want to deal with the play setting and all. There's a lot of programming that would go into actually building an app. I mean, it would be like building a podcasting app itself from scratch, which isn't all that hard. It would just be a little bit tedious. So if a lot of folks want that, I can certainly do it. Just send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. But I figure most people are listening to this thing through iTunes. They already have whatever the heck iTunes has for podcasts on your iPhone. And that's probably getting it done for most folks. All right, then we have a note here. This is an iPhone review. It says, thanks for making the app as a way for all the littles to pass the time until the hopeful return of Mr. Tony. I love to listen to the jingles, but I wish the music wouldn't fade out if the screen goes to sleep. Otherwise, it is a fantastic app. And for you iPhone users out there, I've gotten that feedback, and there's actually a version under review right now by Apple that should correct that bug. So I don't have an iPhone. I don't really test these things. I run it through an emulator, so something like that is not something I ever would have noticed. But I got the feedback. I went and researched how to fix it, and I think I've done it. So hopefully in the next week or two, version 1.1.2 will be out. Please download that, install it. Let me know if that fixes the issue there for you. All right. Then we have a note here on the podcast. It's a review on the podcast by Cube42. He says, I've only listened to, or he or she says, I've only listened to half the episode so far, but I'll take you from Mr. Tony and give my review now. It's funny. Hopefully it will tide me over till Labor Day. Yeah, probably not. But, I've got 30, 40, 50 minutes sometimes each week. Plus Nigel's Rubbishman, check it out. plus the top 10 and Fire Hose. There's tons of content you can listen to, but I don't know if it'll make up for an old man kvetching about all the foibles in his life with all of his money and all of his problems, but I'll do my best. Now we got some email. There was a lot of email this week. I tried to pick the best ones out here, so if I missed you, I'm sorry. Send me another note and give me hell about it. We have a note here from Alan Taylor. It says, I can never listen to the podcast while driving again. I nearly had two accidents when I heard the tune I Can See Uranus. The first was when my soccer mom minivan nearly ended up in a ditch, and the second accident nearly occurred from laughing so hard. In TK's demo, it is more difficult than it used to be to control certain functions. So from now on, I'm listening while safely at home wearing those things Tony Siragusa advertises to, quote, protect my manhood. Well, thank you so much for that feedback, Alan. Looks Like Uranus is one that that Barry Manilow song, Looks Like We Made It, pops in my head several times a week just because it's such a cheeseball song and it's so dramatic that whenever there's some type of accomplishment in my life, I have a little soundtrack in my head. Looks like we made it. And so when I was thinking about some way to commemorate the horrific Uranus joke on Tony's show, that popped into my head instantly. And I also love the drama of that chorus, just like the Lionel Richie / Wilbon song Hello, where there's that really dramatic, you know, Wilbon that just kind of jumps out of nowhere, just the hello in the original song. I thought it would kind of emulate that, so I'm glad you enjoyed that. Next, we have an email from John in Idaho. He says, I do have one question about your podcast delay. How long is it? I mean, it's obviously not a day like Mr. Tony's, but it looks like there's a slight disconnect between your words and your lip movements, so you must have some podcast delay in there, right? And there's actually a reverse podcast delay on this show. So I'm recording this, probably it's not really Monday morning, if I'm being honest, but you know, it's always available Monday morning is my goal, and usually a day or two early I'll put it out anyway, so... do my best to get it out there. I know folks don't have much to listen to these days in terms of Tony content. And so hopefully next week we'll get a little bit more of that. We'll have a longer episode if I'm able to get an interview in there. Then a note here from Claire. She says, big shout out to BJ in Ashburn, Virginia for his brilliant takeoff of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Ballad of Curtis Lowe. It makes a refreshing change from the incessant Billy Joel Les Mis hit parade. Sorry, Jerry. No offense. I love you, man. And then in parentheses, God damn, I hate musicals. Anyway, keep up the great work, one and all. And that just goes to show you. I think I've probably covered Billy Joel like 20 or 30 times. He's one of my favorite artists, and I love musicals. So I look for any excuse to throw in a musical there. But obviously, it's not everybody's cup of tea. So Claire, Lynyrd Skynyrd's there for you. I'm sure there's tons of other great music on there that you're enjoying too. So thank you for that feedback. Then a note here from David Peterson. He says, in follow-up, I'm glad you have expanded into the Windows Mobile format. Now you're helping Mr. Tony tie in Window Nation to the Everse. Well played, Mr. Negrelli. Well played. And that is a great connection there. You know, I never thought about it. Window Nation probably needs to have their own Windows phone app. And then the last note here is from Steve Durbin. He says, I wanted to thank you for the awesome jingles. My favorite is He Would Do Anything for Cash. Now when I hear the Meatloaf song, I start singing your lyrics. And that is the ultimate compliment right there. You know, obviously I do this a lot and I find myself doing that just because I kind of drive myself crazy with lyrics and thinking about different ways to parody songs and somehow tie it back to Tony Kornheiser. But, you know, just like my daughter Eva, who refuses to acknowledge that Born in the USA is a good song and only insists on listening to Bald Orange and Gray, as I scar her for life with my stupid music, I'm glad that that somebody else is enjoying it too. So, all right, that's the end of the show here for July 21st, 2014. I really thank you for tuning in if you've made it this far. You know, next week we're going to have another great show. I've got a ton of 31 and 31 material that's coming up. Got some more demos and things to showcase. We'll hopefully have an interview here coming up soon and see how that goes. I'm not a journalist, so, you know, I've got a good series of questions. Folks have emailed me podcast@dkjingles.com with their own questions that they want to ask Gary. If you've got questions you want to ask him or Shad or Courtney, please send me that as well. Or you can hit me up on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. And until next week, Thank you so much for listening.
Jerry Negrelli with a little Olympic souvenir song.